like to turn again to the Gospel of Matthew. In the 25th chapter, 31st verse, Jesus speaks. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave Me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave Me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took Me in. Naked, and ye clothed Me. I was sick, and ye visited Me. I was in prison, and ye came unto Me. Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these My brethren, ye have done it unto Me. Then shall He say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from Me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave Me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave Me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took Me not in. Naked, and ye clothed Me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited Me not. Then shall they also answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then He shall answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to Me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Remember I told you before that when we look in the Scriptures, we examine the kingdom of heaven, it is imperative that we keep in mind what we learned when we examined those 5 points of grace. If we examine this out of context, all by itself, and there are many who read these passages out of context and all by themselves, they conclude that the pathway to heaven is through charity and charitable acts. That those that were on His right hand were on His right hand because they had had mercy on their brethren. And those who were on His left hand were on His left hand because they had had not mercy upon their brethren. But as we understand the Bible teachings on depravity, we know that if it were not for the grace of God, we could do nothing. If it were not for God's love towards us and His quickening of ourselves, that we could not possibly have had compassion upon our brethren. That God is love. And that love comes from God. And without God, there is no love in our hearts. No compassion. No charity. So it is not because we loved our brethren that God loved us. It is because God loved us that we have love for our brethren. John teaches us that we know that we love God because we love the brethren. And it's not that we love God, but that He first loved us. We understand in the doctrine or the teaching of unconditional election that it's not a matter of whether we've made a choice for Christ. Rather, whether Christ made a choice for us. And you hath He quickened. Accordingly, He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. not because of what we would do, but in spite of what we would do. For it is written, neither having yet been born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. See, God said, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Not because of what Jacob would do, not because of what Esau would do, but because it seemed good in his sight. I do not pretend to understand the workings of the grace of God. Nevertheless, I rejoice in His mercy extended to usward. For it is because of His atonement. It is because of His irresistible grace that we are preserved in Jesus Christ. First of all, I want you to examine here that everyone assembled outside of the king was surprised. When God commended the righteous, they were confused. They were confused. When did we do this? We don't remember doing this. Because the righteous understand that they are sinners. Have you ever noticed that? When we look at our